We're glad to have those that came today. I have a story today, and I think you might not quite appreciate who the topic of this story is. It was about 152 years ago is when my story starts, and it is a true story, and it's one that I did not know, and it was fun to learn and fun to kind of pull together. The story is July 1, 1862. Now, does anyone know what happened in 1862 in the United States? There was a terrible war going on, and we'll just call it the war between the blue and the gray. And if you're in school, you'll learn more about that. But that's not the topic of what I'm talking about today. What I wanted to share with you, though, since that's really old, we should really see some things that would have been available at that time to kind of help set the tone for our story. So now, what is this? Now, I think we know pretty much, we've all seen variations. This is a canteen. That's something a soldier might have taken with him in this adventure. Another thing that a soldier might have been lucky enough to carry with him is an old lantern. And this happens to be lit by a candle. So it kind of adds good meaning to that, light your path, because oftentimes that's how you would light your path, with a candle. Another thing in here, now this is really old and feeble, much like me, breakable too. This is what? Does anyone? It's not a wooden spoon, it's a metal spoon. We might call it a ladle because it has two spouts on either side. This is an original old ladle, and they would often use it for melting lead or metal to do something with. Let's see what else in this bag. I think we've reached the bottom of that one. Let's go over to this one. Now, this little device is something a soldier would carry as well, which is called a haversack. And that's kind of a unique name, but soldiers have carried it for centuries. Here in the United States, at least. Inside here are some real essential things. Let's see what the soldier might also have. Ah, of course, this soldier we're talking about today is from the South, and so he might have a freshly made biscuit, which I did get to make these this morning. So they are fresh, and they are quite good. And they are based on my old grandmother's Southern recipe. Another thing a soldier might carry would be a powder horn, which they would carry their gunpowder in to use in their rifle. Now we're getting down to the core of our story today. Ah, three things left. Now this one is kind of a unique thing. It's an implement of war, but it's quite old. It's actually older than 152 years, but this is what they call, well, what is this called? It's called a bayonet, and this is actually patterned one after the Union Army that made them. And so that was probably something that we would have found here in Oregon during the 1850s and 1860s, just like they would where our story is about today, is Virginia. There was a small site in Virginia called Malvern Hill, and actually it wasn't a hill. It was a slope, a very gentle slope. But it was a long, gentle slope. And unfortunately, for the one group of soldiers, the top of the hill contained these. Now, what are these? This is a pencil sharpener, but it looks like a cannon, okay? But there were about, they estimate, about 350 of these up and along the hill that day. At the top of the hill is where the Union soldiers were, and at the bottom of the hill, or the slope into the woods, would be where the gray soldiers or Confederate soldiers were. Well, on this day, there was one other item that a soldier would carry that's more important than all of these, especially at that time, and that would be this little device right here. And I'm certain many, many soldiers of that period carried this on both sides, and they considered that God was fighting for them on both sides. We'll come back to this in a minute. So on this day, there was one other person, or not a person, but a subject that was out in the field where this battle was going to form. And it wasn't a soldier, it wasn't a horse, it was a small gray rabbit. And this rabbit was terrified, because at the beginning of each battle, what would they normally do? They would fire the cannons to try to dislodge the other army from its position so they could charge. This rabbit happened to be lodged in a fence post where he was hiding, and apparently, probably some cannon fire destroyed the fence post, and so he started on his adventure. And the soldiers watched as this rabbit would dodge through the large pasture, and this is a very large pasture, 1,000 yards probably, was dodging through, and there was explosions, and every time the rabbit would go one direction, there'd be explosions that way, and startled and scared, he would run this side. And eventually, he took a huge leap and landed in the middle of a small company of soldiers who were laying down in the grass, waiting for orders to advance. And being exhausted and terrified, he nestled into the first thing he could find, and what do you think that was? That was a young soldier laying in the grass, trying to keep his head down, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and he nestled under him, his shoulder, and the soldier reached around, grabbed his little jersey, and just laid it over the rabbit. And he could probably hear the rabbit's heartbeat going what? Thump, 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 right? Now, have you ever heard lightning? Is that probably the loudest noise we've ever heard? Maybe occasionally they used to call it a sonic boom. I remember when jets were approaching the speed of sound, I believe, they would set off a loud clap. But thunder is what used to scare me as a small child, especially in the plains around Texas. It would sound like the house was going to shake down. So this explosion and these cannon fires had just terrified the little rabbit. So the rabbit stayed right there next to the soldier. And then all of a sudden, the order to advance came. So the Confederate soldiers got up from their position in the woods and started moving. Well, where do you think the rabbit went? He said, I found protection and I'm staying with this soldier. So throughout the events of that day on Malvern Hill, the Confederate Army positioned, advanced, fell back, advanced, fell back. That little rabbit stayed next to the feet of that soldier as he moved through the field and trying to accomplish their objective. Well, at the end of the day, the battle was not won by the Confederates, so they retreated and set up camp. And as dark fell, the little rabbit finally realized it was safe for him to move on and away from his protector, the young soldier that had watched over him during the day. And that story is kind of like a lot like us. As long as we stay close to the feet of the protector, we're going to be fine. And we find that advice in Colossians 2. And I had to use the big print because even with my glasses, I cannot read this. So in Colossians 2, and bear with me, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk with him. And so, like the little rabbit, stay close to Christ. Thank you so much, and have a good Sabbath.